Can you hear properly now?
No problem.
Okay.
Maharaj, so many devotees are calling and saying thank you, sending emails, saying that the sound is so clear and so nice. So much appreciation for your seva. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Lord Govinda, and other so many congratulations.
Yeah, I don't know. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
We're live from Vrindavan for Kartik.
No. and have a darshan of Krishna. When she was going to Gokul, Krishna was sleeping. Sometimes she was drinking mother's breast milk. Sometimes she could not see him because he was drinking breast milk. Sometimes he was playing with his friends in the courtyard, so she could not have his darshan. She could not enter the house. Why? She was unknown. She was a stranger, so she could not enter the courtyard. So she would always stay at the gate and she would shout, "Please purchase fruit, purchase fruit." Why Krishna would not give her darshan? There was no eagerness. We don't have that eagerness for Krishna. So she had some less eagerness. When you have very strong eagerness, today I will have darshan no matter what, even if my life goes away. I will bind Krishna. Till we have the eagerness. So what are the characteristics of anxiety, eagerness? While when eagerness comes, one forgets sleeping, eating, everything. So Krishna was increasing her eagerness. Today I will definitely have this darshan today.
We'll be back with you in a few minutes.
Actually, all those grains escaped from his palms, except one or two grains were left. Offering those one or two grains to the fruit vendor, he told her, "Give me some fruit." Then she told that fruit vendor told, "I will not give the fruit. You should sit in my lap first. You should call me mother first. Then only I'll give fruit." Seeing this beautiful form of Krishna, she looked here and there. Krishna would look around to see that no one is watching. In a moment, he sat in the lap of the fruit vendor and said, "Oh, mother, give me fruit." So this was a very sweet sentiment of Krishna, being very attracted by Krishna's sweet talking and gestures. She became completely maddened. All the fruit, banana, whatever fruit she had, so Krishna actually could not carry so much fruit in his hands. So he touched the hands to his belly and somehow carried some fruit with him. Then he went to the mother and gave all the fruit in the veil of Mother Yashoda. "Oh, very beautiful fruit. Where have you brought this from?" So all the gopis were sitting there. So Mother Yashoda began to distribute the fruit to the gopis. But the fruit were unlimited. All gopis received the fruit. Very sweet fruit were there. What happened to the fruit vendor? Krishna had stolen her mind. She was sitting right there in front of Gokul palace. Long time passed, but she wouldn't get up from there. Then elderly lady came there. "Why you are sitting here for such a long time? Get up." Then she came back to her external consciousness. She took that basket on her head and she walked away. She went to the bank of the Jamuna. "Oh, why my basket is so heavy today? Previously, it wasn't so heavy." Then she brought the basket down and looked at the basket. Actually, it was fully covered. There were so many jewels inside. What is the use of all these jewels? Taking the entire basket and jewels, she submerged them in the Jamuna, offered to Jamuna. What happened to her? No one ever saw her. She never returned home. Thinking of Krishna. What happened to her? Sudama, he offered only one little chip rice to him. Krishna gave him so much opulence to Sudama. And this particular fruit vendor, Putana, what she gave this? She gave poison. In order to kill Krishna, she gave him poison in the mood of her mother. But Krishna accepted that. But actually, Krishna accepted her as the mother. She was sent to Golok Vrindavan. She became a neighbor of Mother Yashoda and used to call Krishna as son. So one time Shankar came also to the.
Very beautiful, sweet, hard mangoes and so many other foods. calling for good. Oh, sick, good, sick, mental, sick, this and that. But she's becoming more and more absorbed in her anxiety. So now she's calling out, oh, sick, Tamandar, oh, sick, Madhav, and calling out the written name, Krishna. And she's waiting and waiting to get that darshan, but it's not coming. Krishna might create anxiety and ease, as he did with Harakuni also. And you know, he showed his teacher, Lord Narayan, for 1 second, and then he said in an aerial voice, I'm not going to show myself to you again, because you don't have enough to eat. I'm waiting for that evening. And so Nara Muni wept and wept and glorified and glorified, and then God became in darkness. So suddenly Krishna is trying to create, and this creates such weakness in this Srimwala that she was determined, I'm not going back to Mandira until I get the darshan of Krishna. I may be high-weighted, but I'm not going to be until I get that darshan. So because of that determination and intense eagerness, who comes to the throat, what becomes so eager that he can't even speak? Krishna, seeing that, he asked his mother that I want to make trade with this fruit seller to get her grain, her fruit. So please give me some grain. So Mother Yasoda happily gave Krishna some grain in his hand. And because his hand was so tiny, and he didn't know very well how to hold grain, the grain will fall through the spaces in between his hands. The vice versa. How he did himself. So by the time he got to the fruit water, there was only a few grains stuck to his hands, and most of them had fallen out. So he told the fruit water, because in that culture in those days, there wasn't money exchange, it was good exchange. He said, here, I have to take my grain and give me two. So the first woman saw the very beautiful form of Krishna, and she became utterly captivated and forgot everything, who she was, where she's from, everything, and just became totally absorbed in the beauty of Krishna. So Krishna's asking for a fruit, so she said, okay, I'll give you fruit, but under one condition. You have to sit on my lap and call me Ma, or Mother. So Krishna looks here and there and wondering. He's a low-class sutra, vaishya, sutra sales lady, and I am the son of the king and queen of Vrindavan. So how would it look if I sit in her lap and told her mother? So he looks carefully, and when he was sure that nobody was looking, he very quickly, for 1 second, he sat in her lap, jumped up, and took her mouth. And she was so overwhelmed with ecstasy by this that she gave him her fruit. And it was so big, she was so small, I mean 2.5 years old, and very tiny hands. So he was holding those fruits through his chest. And he ran away and went to Mother Yasoda to give her the fruit. These are not ordinary fruits, because Krishna's prasadam is unlimited. It's Krishna himself, and has all the qualities of Krishna. That's why our acharyas tell us, don't talk to anybody, especially any nonsense, while you're on the Krishna prasadam, because you're engaging in deep worship. Prasadam has all the qualities of Krishna. So when Krishna brought back the fruit to Mother Yasoda, she began distributing them, but the supply never ran out. The supply was always unlimited. Meanwhile, with the fruit seller, she was now so much in complete forgetfulness of everything that she didn't even think about going back to Mumbai. She was just sitting there until somebody came up to her and said, you know, it's getting late, you should go back to your home. So she took her basket of fruit, which was now very, very heavy. Why heavy? Because it's one day something to Krishna, which she gets back millions of times over. So now her fruit basket is filled with jewels. Anything that we give to Krishna, Krishna gets back himself, which is more than anything. Unlimited, unlimited. Of course, my love, of course, be done. These are very simple statements. Still, Krishna remains completely balanced. But now, even though the gas was filled up with jewels, she, and he thought it was very safe. She looked and it was filled with jewels. But because she had the darshan of Krishna, everything else became insignificant to her. Material wealth and liberation all seemed significant only to a person who hadn't gotten the darshan of Krishna. So she took those jewels and grew them in the Yamuna. And Gurudev said, where she went, nobody knows. But even Krishna, or Prince Gurudev mentioned Sudama Dipa, he only gave Krishna some broken pieces of chipped rice. And Krishna gave him a large talent. Krishna made his very thin and impoverished wife into a beautiful princess. He gave him so much in exchange for that.
Hare Krishna.
What is the of Krishna? She offered her poison bread, and Krishna gave her a position in the love as his nurse. So what gain did that fruit vendor get who wanted Krishna to call her mother and gave her all of her food and her heart to the devotion?
And the nuts.
What did she got?
Very good, very good.
Namoksal Vadeva. Nachanyam Deham Sarishad. Kitanke Bapur Nasa Gopala Bhava. Sadane Manasya Diga.
Thank you, my name. Oh Lord.
Apni Samasta Rakamer Bhav Japo Asa.
All the benedictions that you have. I know what benedictions you can give. You can give me anything and everything. You can give me the wealth. You can give me the kingdom in this material world. You can even give liberation. But I don't want moksha. Moksha vadi. Ultimate limit of liberation. You can give the service of Ram, Narasimha, Varaha, Kurma. Everyone's service you can give.
Other.
Whatever is obtained by Shravan Kirtan Smaran, I want in this Vrindavan that Mother Yashoda has bound you and you are weeping. This childhood pastime of yours should always remain within my heart. That's all I want. Nothing else.
Bhagavan.
Krishna is Sachidananda Roop. He is capable of giving all the benedictions.
Bhakta
says, Satyavrata Muni says, I don't want any other benediction. What to speak of the opulence of this world? What is liberation? You all know liberation. Mukti anyata hitva surupena vyavasthiti. Where is complete reduction or annihilation of distress? That is liberation. I don't even want that liberation. What is moksha avadi? What is the pinnacle of liberation? Service of Lord Ramchandra in Ayodhya, service of Lakshmi Narayan in Vaikuntha, all the service of all the incarnations of Bhagavan. I don't want their service either. And by the process of hearing, chanting, the ninefold devotional service. I also don't want the result of ninefold devotional service. What is the benefit of Navda Bhakti? Why don't you want the result of Navda Bhakti? Many devotees say, wherever may I take birth, I should be able to remember and chant your glories. And after hearing your glories, I should be able to sing them. अतः हसत्यथति लौकिकायति नृत्यति लोकबाया नारदर्षि has said about this. Evam Vratah. So people have taken a vow of chanting six number of rounds so that Bhagavan will give us quick darshan. So that while chanting the name of Krishna with fixed vow, sometimes they dance, sometimes they sing, sometimes they laugh aloud, sometimes they become very silent and sit in a corner. Their activities are completely transcendental to the mundane conceptions. So, what benediction we want? I only want that here. There are two thoughts here. Sanatana Goswami has showed two thoughts here. In Vaikuntha, there is liberation in the form of Prema Sevottara and Swasukhottara. Swasukha, liberation where one's own enjoyment is prominent. Whatever opulence is there in Vaikuntha, I will enjoy. Prema Seva Uttara means like Garuda, Vishwaksena, all their servants, they only want to love Krishna, Narayan. I don't want a belt of 940 Vishnu service. Vaidhi Bhakti. Navda Bhakti is Vaidhi Bhakti. And one is Raganuga Bhakti. What is the result of Vaidhi Bhakti? Vaidhi Bhakti only gives you Vaikuntha. It will take you to only Prem, Krishna Prem. Vaidhi Bhakti can give Prem and give Vaikuntha. What does Raganuga Bhakti give you? It will take you to the Raga Niga position. And so he is saying that in Goloka Vrindavan, I want to have the mood of Dasya. I don't want Dasya or Sakhya in Goloka Vrindavan. I only want the parental mood, Vatsala Bhava. I want to see you how Mother Yashoda is chastising you and you are weeping. I want to see your childhood form, which is chastised by Mother Yashoda. I don't desire anything else. So in Ragatmika Bhakti, Vatsalya Bhav is superior to Dasya and Sakhya Bhav. Namami Ishwaram. Namami means actually I am offering obeisances in the mode of servitorship. When he began to glorify the pastimes of Gokul, then gradually Vatsalya mood appeared in his heart. So the Vatsalya Bhav appeared in his heart. Namadeva Damodara Ananta Vishnu. When he began to sing like this, so then his taste increased. Then what happened? Then he began to pray. I offer obeisances to Radhika. Then he became attracted to the Madhur Ras. This is actually the gradual increase in his mood. Then he has no Sai Bhav, no permanent acceptance. He didn't have that permanent acceptance. He is gradually rising higher and higher. So I will discuss only up to here. After taking breakfast, we shall go to Vela 1. Lakshmi Devi, she heard the glories of Rasa Lila and she developed a greed. I will enter into Rasa in Vrindavan. Krishna told, it's not possible. Then she went to the Bilva one. For thousands and thousands of years, she engaged in austerities. Then Krishna,
Krishna came again and asked her, what do you want? I want, I should be able to enter into Rasa Leela. Krishna told that this is not natural for you. You are Brahmani. If you become a priest, then you'll have to take birth in the home of Gopa. You'll have to marry some other Gopa. Then serving the Gopis, you'll have to come in my Ras Leela. Then go, Lakshmi said, I cannot do that. I am the only wife of Narayan. I am a chaste wife of Narayan. I can marry you, but not any other Gopa. Not possible for me to marry another Gopa. Then Krishna said, then you should stay here. So she could not enter Rasila, so what to speak of anyone else?
Raganuga. in the mood of friendship or fraternity or parental affection or in the mood of jagopi. Therefore, dear Sadhguru, Murti is saying, I do not want the Jati or the Sakya of Vaikuntha. What do I want? I want that Vatsalya where I can always serve as form of Krishna as a baby, Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, in the first verse, he begins from the mood of Jati Bhava, the mood of opulence, Namami Param Satya Nandarupa. But as he is describing the pastimes of Gokul, then the greed has come to servant Vatsalya. After we will hear when he prays Namo Deva Namo Dhanananta Vishnu, that time he is having ruchi in others, in more developed types of service. And finally towards the end, Namo Radhi Kaya, Vadiyapriyaya, he has agreed towards the service of Srimati Radhika or Madhubhava. Therefore, these prayers go on according to one's developing sequence. Therefore, Bhutanath Madhubhava, then what is his divas, his permanent emotion? And the Guru Maharaj says, not yet, he has developed that. Now it is only Swacharati. Swacharati means one has taste in whatever one hears. If he hears the mood of Jatya, oh, that is very nice. If he hears Matsarira, then he thinks that is very good. Therefore, today we are going to Belmont. There we will hear Lakshmi also being the Ram, he developed a grief to enter into Ram Lila and serve like the Gopi. Therefore, she is performing austerity. When Krishna appeared before her and said, what do you want? Then she said, I want to enter Ramlila. Then Krishna said, there are some conditions. You will have to take birth as a gopi. Then you will have to marry a gopa, a coward boy. And then you will have to engage in the service of the gopis. And then you will enter Ramlila. And Lakshmi Devi said, I cannot agree. I am a Brahmani, I am the wife of Lakshmi, I am the wife of Narayan. Then how I can marry a coward boy? All these things will appear in their
own. Walk around the
room. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. How much is bail?
Yes,
2-3 kilos.
But
you got a boat.
Boat.
Jamuna and then walk.
Pranams. I'm not sure when we'll be able to webcast again. They're going to be taking buses. So we're not sure when we'll be able to contact. But if you come back to the website during the night, we'll post the files. When the webcast will be with Belvan and the other similar in other places. On the links on the left side of PureBhakti.tv, you'll find hundreds of files from Kartik in past years and also movies. And we'll be back to you as soon as we have information. Jai Radhe, Jai Shri Gurudev, Jai Shri Prabhupada.
Hare 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 H door, I'll put it in my bag tomorrow.